You're listening to an interview taken from the Tonic Talk Show and Podcast, heard exclusively on Zoomer Radio. To download or listen to the original episode or other episodes of The Tonic, please visit thetonic.ca.
Omega Alpha's products are created by their scientific team headed by their owner and operator and CEO, Dr. Gordon Chang. Dr. Chang holds a PhD in physiology and biomedical engineering from the University of Toronto. He also has 2 years postdoctoral experience in clinical biochemistry, looking at free radicals and antioxidants. He's published over 20 peer-reviewed articles and conference proceedings. Welcome back, Gordon.
Thank you for having me on board, Jamie.
Today we're going to discuss detoxification. My understanding is that our bodies naturally detoxify through three organs, the liver, kidneys, and lungs. Is that right?
It's also through the skin, through the sweat.
Okay, so there's four.
Right.
But if there's too many toxins in our system, our body stores them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what we're talking about today is how we can assist our bodies in the detoxification process. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, one of the things about toxins is I don't want to make everybody think that we're walking around and we can't function because we have so many toxins.
Right.
Toxin buildup is a gradual process. It doesn't build up overnight. You're not going to get rid of it overnight either. I like to make an analogy when I talk about detoxification. It's like when you clean your house, right? If you come in every once a week and you take a broom and you sweep it, what happens is every week the toxin load is lower. So the dust load is lower. If you do it once a year, right, what happens is it builds up and it gets thicker. You have a thicker layer of dust. Now, the broom is not going to get all of it no matter what you do. You'll never be totally toxin-free, not in the environment in which we live.
Right.
We get toxins from all over. You breathe it in from the atmosphere.
Environmental toxins.
You have one that's generated by the body. For example, if you're under stress a lot, the corticosteroids that your body pumps out, that has to be gotten rid of. It's a natural byproduct of living. Right. So as long as you're living, you're generating toxins internally.
Right. When you're tense, right?
Whatever, right?
Yep.
Now, in all fairness, these toxins, if you're relaxed and not stressed out, you can live with it because the toxin load, the organs that get rid of toxins will gradually get rid of it. What happens is that if you're under stress all the time, the toxin load builds up to the point where everything starts breaking down. And the example I'll use is the liver. Everybody knows or may know somebody who likes to hit the sauce a little bit too much,
yep.
An alcoholic. Now, alcoholics can take a lot of alcohol and then nothing happens to the liver. But then what happens is all of a sudden, boom, right, they get cirrhosis of the liver. So they'll go through like 5 years of drinking, hard drinking, no problems. And then on the fifth year, for whatever reason, there's a magic number, it becomes you get cirrhosis of the liver, right? So it gets to what I call the tipping point where the toxin load builds up so much that this is what happens. The process of detoxification is not magic. Toxins came in. The process of detoxification, you got to use the systems that are already in the body. So, for example, the liver will take your toxins and it'll metabolize the toxins. It'll break it down to a form which can then be excreted. The routes of excretion are through the kidneys, through the stool, through the expired air, and also through the sweat. Right. I mentioned the liver because the liver is your major organ of detoxification.
It acts as a filter, does it not?
Well, not only as a filter, it converts toxins from one form to another form so that it can be excreted. The problem with the liver is that it's like anything else. It can only handle so much at any one time. And if you have too much coming in, what happens? The body then takes it and stores it in the fat tissue, right? I have an analogy that I use to explain it. I think of the body as a factory, right? So if you have a lot of toxins coming in, let's say the factory can handle one container load of toxins a day. Well, but you have 1.5 container loads coming in. What happens is it'll use the one container load and then it'll store the other half a container load in your warehouse.
Right.
Now, as it builds up over the years, what happens is the warehouse gets full, right? And then what happens then is that you start plugging up the hallways. And then what happens is that as you plug up the hallways, the efficiency of detoxification drops,
right?
So what you have to do then is to increase the efficiency of the detoxification process. So what you do is you can prime the liver. There's certain herbs that you can give to the liver that will help increase the metabolism.
What are those herbs?
Of the liver. Well, one of them is that everybody knows is milk thistle, right? But then there's a whole bunch of other herbs that people use, like Artemisia is another one of them, right?
Yes.
On the nutraceutical side, there are things like Sami, which helps, right? But another thing that you have to realize is that if you increase the toxin, the process of getting rid of toxins, one of the things you have to worry about is increasing free radical formation. So you got to have some compounds in the body which will help control the free radicals. So in my factory analogy, if you increase the metabolism, that means you're breaking it down more, you've just added a second shift. Right. A second shift means you're pumping out much more heat. So you got to crank up your air conditioning.
Right.
So this is where you add more antioxidant capability, which will help protect the tissue from the antioxidants. Right. And last but not least, you have to be able to increase the efficiency of getting the stuff out the back door. Right. So this is why I said the detoxification process, the best way to do this, you got to do it on a regular basis. Right. Mm-hmm. Not once every 10 years.
Right.
And it's not magic. Now, I know a lot of people, when they're doing a detox, they're not happy unless they're praying to the porcelain gods or they're sitting on the porcelain throne, right?
And empirical evidence that they're detoxifying.
That they're detoxifying. It is something that you have to do on a regular basis. And it's just a matter of keeping ahead of the toxins.
Right. So what I guess the takeaway message for today would be ongoing maintenance is the key to detoxification rather than sort of a targeted approach of today I'm going to detoxify.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get all of it out in one sitting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to the show today. We're going to have you back next month, but we've got to take a short break.
Thank you, Jamie.